Part 2. Anticipated large Chapter 11 filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings, troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified four companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy: Geokinetics, LodgeNet Interactive, Dex One, and Merrill Corp. Geokinetics Inc. didn't make a $14.6 million interest payment due December 15th on senior secured notes and is in discussions with creditors on a restructuring to be carried out through a Chapter 11 filing. The geophysical service company said talks are about converting the notes to stock while swapping existing preferred stock for cash or out-of-the-money warrants. Houston-based Geokinetics acknowledged that the restructuring is, quote, likely to be carried out in a bankruptcy court. Geokinetics had assets of $410 million and liabilities of $580 million at June 30th. Standard & Poor's Rating Services cut the company's corporate credit rating to D following the missed payment. LodgeNet Interactive Company missed a $10 million payment on a term loan due December 31st, and a week later reached a deal where Colony Capital LLC would take over control via a Chapter 11 process. Colony and other investors will invest $60 million of new capital in the provider of internet and cable TV provider to more than 1.9 million hotel rooms worldwide. LodgeNet is currently soliciting votes on a prepackaged plan of reorganization. Holders of trade and other general unsecured claims will receive full payment in cash. Holders of common shares and Series B preferred stock won't receive anything and will have their interests canceled. The agreement was signed early January and required LodgeNet to seek bankruptcy within 40 days. LodgeNet expects confirmation of the prepackaged plan just within 45 days after the Chapter 11 filing. Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based LodgeNet had $292 million in assets and $449 million in liabilities as of September 30, 2012. Miller Buckfire & Company LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Stifel Financial Corp., FTI Consulting Inc., and Mortgage Securities LLC, serve as financial advisors to LodgeNet. Wheel, Gotstel & Mongus LLP act as a restructuring legal counsel, and Leonard Street & Denard acted as corporate legal counsel to the company. Guggenheim Securities LLC served as financial advisor to Colony Capital, and Liner, Grode, Stein, Yankelevitz, Sunshine, Regan, Strife, and Taylor LLP, and Sullivan & Cromwell LLP provided legal counsel. Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer & Feld LLP, and CDG Group LLC act as advisors to the agent for the lenders. Dex One Corp. and Supermedia Inc., in August 2011, announced an agreement to combine in a stock-for-stock merger of equals. The parties expected the parties to complete the merger by the fourth quarter of 2012, but the plan to form a new company to be named Dex Media has not been completed. The transaction required credit agreement amendments with both companies' lenders. In December, the merging parties reached an agreement with a steering committee representing senior lenders on a revised set of amendments, but unanimous consent has not yet been received. Dex One and Supermedia did say that in the event the companies obtain sufficient but not unanimous support from the remaining lenders, either or both companies may seek to finalize credit agreement amendments and complete the merger by means of a prepackaged bankruptcy. The merging parties also said they will also seek approval from their respective shareholders for the proposed merger and prepackaged bankruptcy plan, if the prepackaged plan becomes necessary to secure the credit agreement amendments. On December 20th, Dex One received signature pages to a support agreement from sufficient lenders, such that more than half in number, but not all, of the lenders, and more than two-thirds in amount, of the debt issued under each of the Dex One credit facilities have become parties to the support agreement. As a result, the number of lenders and amount of debt contractually obligated to vote in favor of certain voluntary prepackaged plans under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code that would affect the contemplated merger exceeds the thresholds required for approval of such prepackaged plans by such creditors under applicable bankruptcy law. The two companies said December 21st that the board of directors of either company has not yet approved a Chapter 11 filing. In the meantime, the two companies intend to, one, continue to seek joiners for the support agreement, two, continue to seek consents to certain amendments to the credit facilities, and three, solicit approval of the potential prepackaged plan. Dex One expects these solicitations to commence in the first quarter. Houlihan Lokey is acting as financial advisor to Dex One, and Kirkland & Ellis LLP is acting as its legal counsel. Morgan Stanley & Company LLC and Shilmark Partners are acting as financial advisors to Supermedia, and Fulbright & Jaworski LLP and Cleary Gottlieb Steen & Hamilton LLP are acting as legal counsel. The combined company estimates it will realize $150 million to $175 million of annual run rate cost synergies by 2015 due to scale efficiencies. Merrill Corp., a provider of document, data management, and litigation support services for the legal and financial services industries, failed to pay a $33 million revolving credit and a $374 million first lien term loan when they matured on December 22nd. We believe the company is engaged in negotiations with its lenders to restructure its current debt maturities, said Standard & Poor's Rating Services, which lowered its corporate credit rating on Merrill to D. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 2 of the report. The report continues in part 3.